In water, there's bacteria, but in beer, there's freedom. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour
Extra
Craft
Metal
Beer
Edition
Podcast.
Yes.
It's so metal. It's like beyond metal.
It's magnetic. Because there's a lot of cans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so metal, it's not magnetic.
The Yaz food.
I thought you were just saying that because we have a lot of canned beers on today.
That too. I am Mikey.
I am Matt.
And returning guests, we are so happy to welcome back Rad Stacy with an E.
With an E. Don't forget the E. You're going to follow me.
Don't be a dumbass and forget the E.
You're going to follow me on Instagram or real life. Don't forget the E.
What are you? Now, let's right now, they need to get on their phone and follow you.
You're right.
At.
Right now.
At. Is it add Rad Stacy?
Yes, Rad Stacy.
Just
all
one
lowercase.
Word.
One word.
With
I think
e.
like all like all
with
Instagram.
An e.
No underscore dot slash.
No, damn not it. That.
Rep for New Belgium and
dot gov.
Is there two D's?
Rad.
Rep for New Belgium and Tinder of Beer at Goldstein's.
Yep. Here and there. Yep.
That's Schlingen. There's your craft Schlingen beer rep right there.
Is that still a thing? Goldstein's?
Yeah, I haven't been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
I haven't been there in a week.
Is it still going or yeah, they closed it yet?
It
or?
Is still going. Sunday go was week. Slow, but Monday people heard I was there and like,
they got all crazy.
They drove their limos crazy. To show up.
Right. Let's take a limo with Jacuzzi out.
It's Monday.
I hear Rad Stacy at Goldstein.
Yes. Right.
I will jacuzzi outside of Goldstein until I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got called a unicorn at Goldstein's the other night.
What? Is that a good wow. thing? Is that a good thing?
I guess it seemed good.
His felt
tone
good.
Was friendly.
I like unicorns.
Did it work? Did he get a free beer?
No. I ran his card just
know.
Like everybody else.
Insider tip. Don't bother calling Rad Stacy a unicorn if you think you're going to get a beer out of it.
Yep. She'll take the compliment and walk right away with
I'm
it.
Like,
take
the
compliment
oh, that's and say $7. That's $50.
Yeah.
You say it like that, too. That's $50.
Fucking dollars. It was only $5 before.
I had
now,
zeros.
Piece of shit.
I move decimal every time you compliment.
It could be the giant horn on my head, but.
That's what that is. I told you guys.
Not to talk about
it. Oh, we opened up some shift.
Right. Some tailgating. Before we started.
Shift the podcast.
We had one sockeye porter left from the Idahos.
Thank goodness.
We drank that. This is a nice porter. We enjoyed it.
Hoodaho?
Idaho. Sockeye Brewing's powerhouse porter.
Power.
And we had Maui Brewing's coconut porter. More portering. Which I enjoyed that too because the coconut was understated.
Tis the season for porters. Yeah.
And we had an all day founders. One left. We're all out of all day now. All day, no more.
So it just ended that
day. Yeah, that day is over.
It is. Yeah. The it is now is next over. Day.
It's now the next day IPA. Yeah. Oh, copyrighted perfect bar.
Oh, next day.
Next day IPA.
Or what was our other one? Eerie day.
Eerie day.
It could be end of day.
End of day.
End of day. Well, then that's like a heavy duty. I don't need a session at the end of
I guess,
day.
Isn't that a movie or something? End of Days or a book?
Yeah, yeah. A zombie.
What is right. book? Is book what they make movies of?
So weird. They put words right next to each other.
Movie with words?
Freaky.
And a Stone Delicious IPA because we're trying to bake glutton fry.
It was leg day.
It's a tasty beer. Yeah, it was leg day, so we're trying to stay gluten, trying to keep the gluten down.
Yeah, man. I got to keep the glutes.
Got to keep the glutes down, bro. It's leg day. And then...
Don't spill your beer.
Some Rad Stacy has brought a lot of Colorado beer for this episode, and we had... I finally had an upslope. I've been wanting to have... Looking out for a brewery has been upslope.
And how'd that go for you?
Upslope Brown. It's a brown.
That doesn't sound right.
And just as a disclaimer, I'm
Philip Brown.
As a disclaimer, I don't really know much about any of these beers that I brought.
I hear all good things about Upslope. I'm going to have a little fresher because there's a little left in here.
Well, that is a real deal. Like, I was trying to buy a birthday beer for someone and do it. I was like, I cannot consciously impart a beer I know nothing about for a birthday present.
Well, like I said, I read a little thing that said, you know, hey, some fucking dude thought that this beer was good.
And 7 million stars.
That's right? Solid tech.
5,000 points.
It's 6 out of 5 stars,
it's bro. A nice brown, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a nice brown. A
yeah, nothing beer. Wrong with it.
Tis a nice brown.
And it actually is brown?
Does it taste East Coasty to you?
It's from Colorado.
Yeah.
That's way. Everything east of California
is east coast. East of the Sierras is east coast, as far as we're concerned.
That's how it goes. We drew a line. Very well defined line.
And New Belgium's. We also had New Belgium Long Table Farm Ale. A seasonal Shwarma? From New Belgium.
Yep, it's one of our fall seasonals. This year we have two. This fall. Is the first one.
What's the next one coming? What's the one to look out for?
It's fall somewhere, Matt.
it's not fall yet.
Oh, I'm praying for fall. So the next one is going to be Pump Kick again. We'll have a pumpkin sour.
Peterborough can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of pumpkin beers, but
damn it.
I do like pumpkin.
Lost another one.
Well, she said sour, so that should help it.
Yeah, it has a little tart. It's got a tart sour kick, hint of pump kick in it.
And then there's a shift going around.
Shift forward. Yeah,
shifties.
I haven't had it yet, so.
Bro.
You've never had a shifty?
I've had one long time ago, but I thought they went away.
Well, they did. Yeah.
Why is shift?
Please
why
explain
is,
this.
Why is shift so shifty? And their distribution.
So, shift was mainly brought into my territory originally because it got chain distribution, but then we lost chain distribution and I stopped bringing it in.
Damn it.
That's the short answer.
So, you're the one to blame.
I am the one to blame. But I brought a 12 pack from Colorado in my car all the way here.
Wow.
So, we're having something Fresnans can't have right now?
True.
I feel special.
They could if they go to Bakersfield. We still have it.
Oh, my
God. Sons of a...
F-ing Bakersfield.
God damn it. Yeah, fucking Bakersfield.
Bargain Bakersfield.
Stupid big game, Jay. I hate you.
Why do they so
okay, I love him.
Better?
I love him, but I hate all the
tell
beer
me
he gets.
Tell me something we get that Bakersfield doesn't.
W.
So Bray. I can feel better. God damn it, Nick.
We had to get one of those in there, didn't I?
Well... nothing.
No, wait. House of Pendragon. They don't have House of Pendragon.
Word.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh,
boom.
I heard that some kegs are going down there tomorrow.
Shut up. Well, I heard now. Yeah, I did. I was like,
yeah, with the new doghouse opening down there, they're getting House of Pendragon.
Damn it.
They might.
That would
make
sense.
It's only an
sense.
Hour and 40 minutes
locals,
away.
House of Pendragon's been at Eureka Burger. I don't know about this week. I haven't been, but.
Oh, you missed your Tuesday?
Two House of Pendragons on tap at Eureka Burger. Yeah, I missed my weekly Eureka
Burger. What was Mikey doing?
My Eureka Burger.
I think we need an update. What was Mikey doing?
Not going to Eureka Burger, bro.
Okay.
I've been tearing out my deck in the back for three of my days off have been spent tearing out my deck.
I feel your pain. I'm also doing house remodels.
Success.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're up to date. That's all the beer that we've been drinking. What's a new beer? Let's get a new beer going.
New shift. Beer.
Shift.
We
done.
Already talked about shift. So we've kind of been going back and forth out of order. I don't know if you guys really care.
Oh, thanks. Now's a fine time to tell us.
Again, don't know a whole lot about some of these beers.
Someone was busy bragging about themselves earlier.
I did bring a Kolsch, and I brought a Sunshine Wheat. It was probably the lightest thing that we have on, so if you want to open up some
let's
Sunshine.
Let's do the Sunshine. All right. Because now all I can think of is Soundgarden.
I love gold!
Soundgarden's Outshine.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Is it?
Oh, your Soundgarden.
I'll let you pull up your Wikipedia, and you that's can fine. Tell me in a couple minutes. Oh, no, that's Allison Changer.
Damn it.
These are OR scripts.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Oh, are they?
Damn it.
All right, so Sunshine Wheat, we've been brewing this beer for a while. It's typically a Colorado-only beer.
What?
But I can't.
But Bakersfield gets it all the time. No, yeah.
Bakersfield has it every day.
This would be one that Bakersfield has probably never had.
Oh.
But I'm sure James has had it when he's gone back to the brewery.
God damn it, James, son of a.
Because we send him back like once a week to the brewery. You know?
Sunshine.
Just kidding.
It's got.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
You're like, what the fuck?
It's got a couple of 70s era folding chairs
it does.
On the label.
So this is actually a label yellow. Refresh. It used to have wheat on the front of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's boring.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
there's lots of sitting going on at New Belgium.
So much sitting.
New Belgium loves the sit.
Couch ride. Bikes.
Yeah, we're really
long. Good long sitting. Table has chairs on it.
Good sitting beer. Yeah.
Good sitting beer.
We're really big fans of the Little Rascal. You know, solar power.
Little Rascals, I love them.
So Sunshine is really low in alcohol. It's only like 4%.
Spanky or alfalfa? That's a Nora question for you. Spanky or alfalfa?
Or game. Or game.
Choose not to answer.
Boo.
Get off the podcast.
All right, back to the beer talk. What were you saying?
Does not play well with others.
It's the first wheat beer that we ever made. It used to be called Wedding Wheat back in the 90s because it was actually brewed for Kim and Jeff's wedding. But they're not married anymore.
Ooh, goodness.
And we also thought it probably wouldn't sell being called Wedding Wheat. People were like, wedding what the fuck wheat? Is this? Yeah.
Oh, copyright. Perfect bar. Wedding wheat.
Wedding wheat.
But anyway, it's a filtered wheat brewed with coriander.
Coriander stands out.
And some Belgium in
it's
there.
One of my favorite beers that we brew.
It's actually
the first thing that I have.
And I don't like wheat beers, and this is actually tasty.
Yeah, it's the first beer I drink when I go back to the mothership, typically.
Crystal wheats are typically a little bit different than other wheats.
Crystal light.
Crystal meth.
Crystal meth. Crystal meth's a little bit different than
Stacy, you were in Colorado then.
I was.
Obviously, where the New Belgium, the mothership.
Yep.
But you have all these different Colorado beers. So did you roam around at all?
I did.
Outside of New Belgium?
Well, yeah. So my work wife and I, Rachel, we started our venture into Colorado the weekend before our retreat. And we drove out there, actually, which is like 1,400 miles or something crazy.
A lot of boringness.
It was pretty fun. We always come across interesting characters when we're on the road, which is cool. But we made it from, you know, Fresno to Salt Lake the first night.
Ooh, nice.
And wow. And one night? That's a run.
It was exactly 970 miles.
Oh, wow.
Behind the wheel the whole time.
What?
I'm a warrior.
There was no switching out?
No, you know, I don't like readjusting the seat. really bothers
you're
me.
Like, do you want to drive the next 10 hours or not?
Or fix the seat, you know, which takes 30 seconds.
The whole seat thing?
No.
It's a deal breaker.
Here's the forget deal. It's not just moving
I'll just drive.
It's not just moving it back and forth. Like, she changes the lumbar support and, like, pumps it up higher and, like, adjusts the fucking steering wheel.
Never
it's
mind.
Like a big...
It's
production.
A whole thing.
I drive a Volkswagen. What the hell's lumbar?
I have a Volkswagen too, but it's a 2015.
My Volkswagen has seats. Oh, you want or no?
Lumbar sounds German, dude. You would think.
Yeah,
it's got this Volkswagen lever.
In 1967, you had a steering wheel and a seat, and you were lucky if it ran.
Yeah, you didn't
today,
have a
seatbelt. Not today.
You didn't have a seatbelt.
No seatbelts. Right. They weren't even thought of.
No.
So she it's did
like,
drive.
Why would you want to stay in the car? Like that.
Why?
You want to jump it? You might not want to jump out at any moment. Like, oh, I see accident. Jump out.
Yeah,
badger.
She did drive it a couple times, but then I'd get back in it. And I was like, what the fuck? Who's been in my car? Because I would get stuck.
Who looked at my
I'm like trying to get in and it's like the steering wheel's in my face. And
sitting on the dashboard.
What sucks between that for that drive is like, once you get past, did you go the northern route, like through Tahoe, Reno?
Yeah, so we went through Tahoe and Reno.
Like once you go through Tahoe, there's like no beer things until Salt Lake.
Right.
There's like there's no things.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
There's no things.
But it was dark by that point, so I just kicked it into 80 and boom. We just went. Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about Utah is I think they're just like, okay, you're here, now get the fuck out because they want you to go really fast.
Really?
Yeah. And it's 80
them,
miles an hour.
They're not one of them with the, behind the billboard with the speed gun as soon as you get through the across the border.
I didn't see a cop the whole time, but there was a big sign that told you how many people had died since like the beginning of the year on that road. So I don't know what I don't really know what it was a deterrent for, because I was like, you're the ones who posted the speed limit at 80. And this is a salt flat. Like, we're really close to, you know, Bonneville.
Right.
So
looks whatever. Like snow, but it's not.
Right.
But it's hot.
And we went through a thunderstorm, and it was all pretty wild. It was pretty fun.
Cool.
But then the next day, we went through there was a bug.
Wow.
Right. Get it.
You can edit that out, right?
No, I could.
Boom!
Not gonna.
It's very unlikely.
I didn't even get it.
Must kill.
I had a lot of wine before I got here, too, so.
Nice.
Whoa, all right.
Reaction this time is what we slow. Like.
we like our guests to get riled up before they get here.
Yeah, here's your pre-show homework. One bottle of wine.
Make sure then to show up not sober.
Yeah, but the next morning we went to Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and did like the hot spring stuff there. I went into the vapor caves.
Whoa.
It was pretty fun, yeah.
Vapor caves.
You got to detox to retox.
Yep,
I don't support vaping, so I'm
no vaping for you.
Vaping
no,
caves.
No, it's basically a natural.
They're just all guys with e-cigarettes down there.
Yeah, and then they blow it on you. Yeah. They're like, it's therapeutic, I promise.
It's apple, bro.
It's fine.
Doesn't this taste like apple pie?
Doesn't this smell like apple?
That's so gross.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But it's only 0.5% nicotine, so it's leg day.
No, the vapor caves are basically it's a giant sauna, but it's in a natural cave, and mm-hmm. the hot spring is bubbling through it, and so it's like really hot. It's exciting.
Sounds pretty historic.
Yep. And then I went and drank a bunch of beer after that.
Yes.
So I was like, well, we're in Colorado now.
I've got all these
now.
Open pores now.
I'm clean right. now. Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah, so we did adventure out. Two of the beers I actually got from folks that I met in a hot spring. Not that hot spring. But it was a different one. mm-hmm. Out in Saratoga, Wyoming. Because you just run into random people at free hot springs.
You know,
and they offer you
the
beer.
The Saratoga, Wyoming one.
Right.
We hooked up.
Whenever somebody says hot springs in the middle of nowhere, I just think of like the beginning of like Dante's Peak, the movie. Where it's like there's like a couple, they get in the hot spring, but it like turns acidic because of the volcano.
Wow.
And they die.
And they die. Yeah, I remember that. So what's
I'm just
really
worried about there's a paid hot spring if you're going to the free hot springs.
Yeah. So, well, this is
what happens in the
a coworker of ours
cover charge
like,
hot spring.
Yeah. They were like, you really got it. She was like, you really have to go to this hot spring. It's really cool. It's called Hobo Hot Spring. And it's on your way. And we're like, oh, that sounds fucking great. Well, I didn't tell my boyfriend about
it. I love hobos.
Right. I didn't tell my boyfriend about it. And I had shared my location with him mm-hmm. so that, you know, if he didn't hear from me for a couple days, like, he'd be yeah. like, well, her phone
this is where
is
I'm
here.
At.
Right. So he's like checking my location because he knows I'm on the road. And he sees that I am at like the end of this dead end road near a ditch or what looks like a ditch. And I don't move for like 3 hours or something. So he was like, yeah, he's like, I was about to panic. Just trying not to panic. And he's calling me. He's calling our phones are in the car, of course.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, and there's just no movement. I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, at the end of this.
End of a dirt road.
Dirt road.
And nothing has happened for 3 hours.
Right.
No so
oh, that's
he
wonderful.
Was a little worried. But yeah, I called him back and then all was well. And I'm like, oh, it's a hot spring. He's like, well, it doesn't look like a goddamn hot spring.
Looks like
a ravine.
Looks like a yeah. place where I would bury a body.
Right, exactly.
I looked it up on Yelp. There's no stars.
Yeah, no, he looked. No I mean, it
no,
didn't. It
great
didn't
stars
say
for great body burying yeah. spot.
So yeah. funny.
1 star for service, 5 stars for body burying.
Yes.
What was great about that hot spring, though, is that, you know, when somebody says hot spring, this one was hot. It was like 114 degrees.
Whoa.
It took a while to get used to it.
Yes.
Yeah, shite. And then we met, like, they were having some Wyoming beer fest there. And we met Colorado folks who brought a bunch of beer. So we didn't get any Wyoming beer. Funny
what?
Thing. I know. This is just wrong place, wrong time. but we got Colorado beer out of it.
Is there any to be had?
Right. But I did bring one of my favorite beers from Ska Brewing, which is their ESB.
Well, let's
hear that. Is freaking great. It's one of my favorites.
Good segue.
If we want to,
friggin' great.
Yeah, open that guy.
Open it up, bro.
We won't open the Kolsch yet.
We've only had one or two Ska Brewing.
I love
There's
gold.
The green label I can't read right there.
The Hoppus Moderandi.
Oh, yeah. I have some of that at home as well.
Modus Hoperandi.
So,
and I've had the Nefarious 10-pin before.
There it is. So ESBs are probably one of my favorite styles, and I don't know why New Belgium hasn't made me one yet. But
New Belgium has never made an ESB?
No.
They're waiting for Red Hook to go under.
But apparently one of my coworkers who won a competition a couple weeks ago, he gets to make his own brew, and he's calling it Hunk Juice, which I think is pretty funny. Right. Can't wait to try it. It sounds kind of weird, though, Hunk Juice.
805 leg day.
So, Ska Brewing, super great. They're from Durango, which is that shadowy place that people usually don't go to in Colorado. But
have you been there to the actual tap room?
I have not, no. I bought this from a place called Wilbur's.
Wilbur's. What town was it in?
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
Okay. It's the premier, like, beverage place. It's like,
well, that's if you're in Fort Collins, Wilbur's is the place to go.
Yeah, go to Wilbur's. It's like the BevMo of, but with better prices.
Oh, it's a Bev. It's like a BevMo-esque place.
Yes, but with pretty much only craft beer and spirits.
Didn't know such
what
thing
exists.
What
do you guys think of the extra special bitter?
I like it.
Ah, see how it got so good. Quiet.
It's a little sweet.
I'm wafting.
Sweet maltiness.
Wafting.
Hello. I still get banana and clove, so I'm probably still tasting the summer sunshine.
There's no banana and cloves in sunshine.
Coriander. Coriander. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Coriander, the only thing of cilantro I could like.
Cilantro?
I saw some cilantro vodka at the store today.
Oh.
When I was in, yeah,
sounds like that's what to get Matt for his birthday.
I will disown you.
I'm gonna make you a cilantro mule.
Yeah. And then she'll make you a drink.
Yes. Speaking of goats, I had testicles a couple days ago.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Did you have you had that beer that was the goat testicle beer? Isn't there one? Or no, buffalo. There's a Colorado beer that's a buffalo ball beer.
Oh, I don't know. There's recently a brewer in New Zealand made a beer using bull jizz or something. I posted about it.
So before you got kicked out?
I heard about it on Bob and Tom first, so then I had to research it.
They have been talking quite a bit about beer
They
lately.
Have been. I know. It's weird. Been really funny.
Yes.
Are they getting into beer now?
Yeah.
Bob or Tom? Bob and or Tom?
Yes, one or both are getting into it. But yeah, it was really funny. I studied in New Zealand for a time when I was in college, and it does not shock me at all. They're like, well, you know, we were bored, so we decided to take this bull semen and make some beer. Just sounds like, you know.
What the hell?
Why not?
Why the hell not? So is New Belgium, what are they entering? Do you know what they're entering into GABF?
I am actually not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, what?
Damn it.
But I
Come
do.
On, bro.
I know I'm not supposed to talk about it, though.
Good question, Mike.
Yeah, God. But great question.
Could we possibly have or not have had it this evening?
You will not have had any of... Well, possibly one of them.
Okay. Is one of the beers taking a slow ride to Denver?
No.
I see what you did there.
We typically enter some of our like bigger, badder, stranger beers. But you can probably count on one of the OGs to be entered in.
Just
I can't
straight.
Say which one.
That's
just straight up original.
Just nothing,
gangster.
No adjunct shit. Just like,
no,
this is the OG.
Well, you know, we are the forefront of sour beers in the U.S., so you can probably count on us entering in.
Mm. Are you now? So, the paint. Are you?
Oh, we are.
That's one thing about GABF is you can only enter so many beers.
Right.
And there are already so many beers there.
Yeah.
If you just put your cores, you'll never win anything. So you got to kind of put your specialties in there.
Even though we created a lot of the categories.
Right.
So, like, the 805 is not going to win anything?
Oh, no, the 805 probably would win.
But I think hasn't 805, they have won something, haven't they?
But that's the thing.
It's called the 805 category.
Can you make a good 805?
But that's the thing. If you see 805 in the competition, you might as well not put a beer in there. Even if it tastes better, it probably still won't outbeat, you know.
Well, you have to be, you know, well within your category of beer. If you enter a blonde into a pale category, you're not going to win. You know, I mean, you have to be very cognizant of what you're doing in the competition. But we have a lot of barrel-aged beers. We do a lot of things with Leopold Brothers, which is the whiskey and spirit distillery in Denver.
Oh.
Things with apples and blackberries and boysenberries and things like that. So, over at Goldstein's, we had a Apple Felix, which is our sour lager that's been aged in apple whiskey barrels.
What? So good. Wow. So good.
Sorry if y'all missed it.
I
was legit. I probably drank half the keg.
I believe it.
People are like, that's delicious. I'm all, get off. It's fine.
You don't want this.
Right. We also have an Apple Oscar that I'm trying to get my hands on, too, which is
Apple Oscar.
It's our dark beer.
A dark with apple in it?
Well, it's our dark sour that's been aged in the apple whiskey barrels.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that one's pretty legit.
I've had the coffee sour Oscar.
Yeah. And did you have that one on nitro or regular? Okay.
Nitro.
Nitro,
bro. I liked it.
Nitro, bro.
Yeah, some people were kind of like, about the nitro.
Nitro coffee sour.
Yeah,
nitro.
No, that's exactly what it was, and it was amazing.
And then
my feelings are
much like the cucumber beer. People are like, I don't know, it's like really coffee, and I'm like, well, it is a coffee sour.
You know, we have a Facebook group that, you know, you could give us info.
Oh, no, she can't.
Give us the info.
Oh, that Facebook group.
That Facebook.
The
not the one she got kicked out of.
Not the one I got kicked out of. You know, so my boyfriend says that I'm talking about it because I'm a little butthurt about it, and that might be true.
You got kicked out of a beer Facebook group, didn't you?
I wonder if you're the first.
I doubt that I'll be the last.
So the listeners know, what would someone do to get kicked out of a Facebook group, a craft beer Facebook group?
See, I would think that posting about Bud Light would get you kicked out or something.
Right. But, which happened, actually.
Yeah.
That's why that original Facebook Central Valley Craft Beer thing imploded, because some guy kept, like, doing Bud Light jokes.
Yeah, Bud Light bombs.
Bud Light. He was down for whatever.
Turns out he was down for whatever.
So... do we want to taste something else?
Yes.
Or are you guys
Eric's
done?
Ale. I'm just kidding. That Eric's Ale bottle.
Yeah, is it I've staring never at had you?
Eric's Ale.
Getting warm.
All right, so
it's getting warm.
Eric's Ale is it's not our very first, but it's one of the first Loose Lips competition beers. Uh-huh. So if people are unfamiliar with Loose Lips, which I'm sure you are,
I'm unfamiliar.
Very unfamiliar, because
we know,
it's
but please tell everybody else.
A New Belgium thing.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of pre Lips of Faith. So we typically have a competition where people, anyone who wants to compete in the brewery, have to drink some of the beers from New Belgium that have been mixed up. And you have to guess which beers have been mixed in and what the percentages are.
Wow.
Holy and it keeps crap. Getting narrowed down. I have never won, obviously. But, you know, there's like 600 of us now. So,
Looking for the golden palate.
They'll mix everything from like one of the seasonals, Fat Tire with La Folie, to Coco Mole with 1554 and Sunshine Wheat. Like, I mean, just some really obscure mixtures. And when you win, you get to brew your own beer. Pretty much no holds barred. And Eric Salazar decided he won. Well, he decided he was going to win, and then he did, which I'm super
positive
glad that he
thinking.
Did.
See, the power of positive thinking, exactly. Stacey.
No, and he decided to make a peach sour. And that is what we are about to have.
Wow. I see this going poorly. Yes.
So uh-oh. If somebody wants to get an opener and somebody. Open that bottle up, that's too far for me. Awesome.
Nick has got an opener.
We're locked on.
Yes. Ooh, that one sounded good.
That was a solid pop.
I love gold.
Whoa. Aroma right away.
Woo. Does it smell peachy?
Peachy. Life is peachy. Thank you.
Get the aroma right, glass going.
Last one, but you've had it before, Matt.
Oh. No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I didn't have it on draft at Goldstein's Mortuary and Delicatessen.
On Wishon in the Tower District of Fresno. Open 7 days a week.
1279 North Wishon.
Accepting deliveries from me and Ed's Pizza.
Nice work.
We actually got Richie's to deliver to Goldstein's the other Richie's? Night. Hot dogs and pizza, bro.
Uh-oh, hot dog.
So the great thing about... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh. We're going to talk about wieners. No,
wait, go ahead. Talk about wieners.
Huge wieners.
Wieners.
Look at that ship. It looks just like a huge... Nobody's
going to...
No. Was it the first Austin Powers?
Oh, yes.
They kept trading lines.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like a huge Johnson. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Oh, yeah. They cut to something yes, else. Yes, sir. You're right. Good one. Good one.
So a lot of people like this beer as a sour segue, too, because it's a little bit less tart than, say, you know, La Folie, La Terroir, or some of our just straight up Felix beers that we come out with. And that peach profile is really present. Mm. It's like... The
wusses.
Fuzzy outside of a peach. It's
very nice. Ah, the peach rind.
Oh, the
often unused.
It's like dancing around the navel so of the peach.
Mm. It's tasty.
Actually,
Eric, I think tasty.
I saw this going poorly, and I'm enjoying it.
Hmm. See, you can't poorly. Ever think that about New Belgium, though. You know it's going to be great.
No, Lips of Faith has never done me wrong.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
Have awesome. Faith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That we won't put anything between your lips that you won't like.
I think wow. I said that last
time. Whoa.
I'll say wow.
Except for large. Nobody again? Really?
Oh, my leave gosh.
Me hanging in all night.
I know.
Johnson. I'm not,
yeah. There. Thank you. I'm not, you know, I'm not clever enough to follow along with you right now and there.
Boobs.
Peters.
Boobs.
What's that, Aussie? These guys are a bunch of boobs.
Boobs. All right. Well, unless there's some culture thing you guys want to talk about.
Culture?
Brothers.
Audie's still doesn't have craft beer?
Audie's has always had craft beer.
1554.
Okay.
Audie's
they don't advertise
always,
that well.
Audie's has always had Lagunitas.
I will look for it next time. I looked at the wall of fame beer and didn't see anything.
Haven't you ever looked in the bathtub?
Yeah. Look in the bathtub of bottle no. beers, bro.
No.
They've always had Lagunitas, and they have usually have Racer 5.
All right. I will see. I will check this out.
They had Sugar Pine on. Before that was Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. a crafty tap.
Who all right. makes this?
Dang.
Some brewery.
Dang.
Some brewery.
Oh, I know. It's Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah. I just wanted you to say it.
Is it like Beetlejuice if I say it three times? Will something happen?
Yeah.
Exactly nothing. That's what will happen.
The bearded brewer will grow large and
trying to get him around. All surly right now.
I'm over it.
Go crazy. Surly.
I'm over it.
You're over low all blood, my teasing.
Low blood sugar. Watch out.
This Eric's Ale should be helping with the low blood sugar.
Yeah, dude.
Eric's Ale's good.
It's tasty.
And that alcohol just turns to pure sugar all in right. your blood.
Nick, was there something?
Yeah, nope.
All right, voicemails, 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of The Perfect Pour and other things. And we have a couple of voicemails this week.
Yes. None yes. of them are mine.
None of them are Rad Stacey, who is who has given us rad voicemails mm-hmm. in the past,
mm-hmm.
along with some other girl that was there. And I remember
she
fondly.
Moved away, right?
Hey, guys. Paul in Fairfax.
What's up, Paul?
I love where you went with the whole beard of bands thing.
That was epic.
Oh, that was Paul.
A whole new level.
Paul pushed that that
I think the next logical
last week,
step in this whole thing is
he created it.
Naming bands after your favorite beers. So anyway, my band Fortunate Islands is looking for gigs down in Fresno, and I thought maybe you could hook me up.
Sure. We can tell you all the places.
Band, Blazing World, and then we're
what kind of music?
We're doing a triple bill.
That sounds reggae.
Cog.
White boy reggae. Fortunate Islands.
311. We'll be at the fair.
Goldstein's all the way.
Anyway, see what you can do with that. I wanted to give a shout out to James from Bakersfield. There we were. You guys were.
Oh, that asshole.
The Whole Foods dilemma, like what Whole Foods have a good selection, what doesn't, and he mentioned the Oxnard Whole Foods, and I can attest, I was just there
long
ago, and Oxnard Whole Foods definitely out of control.
Nardcore.
Wow.
I used to live there.
Apparently.
The Whole Foods there. I haven't been there in several years. The last time I was there, you go to the deli section, like where you're going to get a sandwich, and they have all these taps.
What?
And
get a sandwich.
You know, you're out there, and you got your Founders, you got your Three Floyds, and your Bells, and they've got like 8 or 9 taps.
Taps and
like, you know, $4 or $5 what you get in normal bar.
Man.
And you get in the glass, and you walk around, and you shop with it.
What?
And then at the end.
What?
You buy the beer, they put the little tag on the beer, and you walk away with the glass. And not only do you get a $4 beer, but you get the glass as well. So I don't know if this is still happening. Like, I was there, I was like, this would never fly in California.
No.
And something tells me that sooner or later somebody came along and said, no way, this is, you know, somebody dropped a glass.
This is way too cool.
Drunk and belligerent in the middle of Whole Foods shopping, but yeah. It was probably the best Whole Foods.
Ah, where's the meatloaf?
I've had. All right. That's enough for now. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Cheers, Paul. So, thank you.
Sir, this is not Costco. Those are not free samples.
The funny thing about that is there are a ton of Whole Foods that have that concept. I've been to many of them. The El Segundo, actually, that one is like a full bar. You can get martinis.
Oh, shit.
There's one in San Diego. Not San Diego proper, but where the racetrack is.
Carlsbad.
Not Carlsbad.
No?
No. It's something else. Whatever. They have the bar, they have the craft beer bar, they have an insane selection of beer. It's amazing. But I don't know that you can walk around with your beer, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly about Oxnard.
Nard?
It sounds like the whole...
You mean the Nard?
The Nardcore Whole Foods. It sounds like maybe their liquor license covers the entire store. Maybe. Or he just didn't get caught.
I think Paul was talking about something in like Illinois or something. I think I was probably talking over it.
No, he said Oxnard though.
No, right. But it was like then he moved on, I think.
Oh, okay. Got it. But in San Jose they have a rooftop bar at that and they have like bands.
Is that where Bobby went? San Jose? Bearded Brew.
I think so, actually. Didn't he go to San Jose? Sounds like it. Bobby from Whole Foods.
Bobby.
That one guy.
Bobby. Yes.
Yeah, his name is Bobby.
San
Bobby.
Jose. Yeah, but that's not.
God,
that's
the Fresno Whole Foods needs their little stupid cooking demonstration area needs to turn into a bar. The pieces
it would,
of shit.
it's really expensive to get that liquor license, what? Though.
It's super Whole Foods.
This is Whole Foods.
You know how much money I've given them?
Yeah.
They can buy it.
They're not exactly a mom and pop here.
I could have bought my own bar at this point if I would have just used that Whole Foods money.
Let me just say it's not for them not wanting it, but I think corporate doesn't see the immediate need.
Corporate can suck my
But they
anus.
Can give their employees
Let's all write a letter, guys.
Healthcare.
Let's write a letter.
Let's write a letter. Letters
Let's start a campaign. I'll start adding them on Twitter.
Would Steve Brandow be behind it?
Brandow. No, he wouldn't. No,
okay. We're screwed. He'd do a study.
Brandow talk. Hashtag Brandow talk.
Hashtag.
All right. Another voicemail.
One more. Let's see. Is it a boy?
Is it?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna see if I can make this one a little more intelligible.
What?
Not sound all wah, wah, wah.
No, he does sound good.
So something that I wanted you guys to bring to your guys' attention is, like, I don't want to talk bad about somebody who's not present, but when they put the area code I live in on every single beer they make.
And they
refuse to take any action to improve their product.
Uh-oh.
Even when professionals try to help them. Sorry, I got you. So yeah, I think you guys should do a beer news thing about the guy that got cut in the neck by an exploding infected W559 bottle. Yes.
Okay? I got kicked out of that group for this.
Awareness, folks.
Damn it.
Public awareness. Give us the great work.
He's driving. I heard the engine. He is driving. Scotty B. So I saw him post that. What that actually happened? A W Brewing bottle.
Yes,
exploded and cut someone in the neck.
Yeah,
apparently. In the neck with glass.
So I also feel too, though, that W Brewing is a lot like Donald Trump. That the more you talk about it, probably
the bigger they become.
It just gets crazier. So maybe I should just
stop
refrain
talking about him.
It's the Howard Stern effect.
It's watching, you know, a train wreck. You just can't look away.
That's true.
Really was scared when I walked down the aisle today and I saw, you know, six bombers of that stuff. And I was like, oh.
Now I got to watch my daughter when I'm walking down the aisle.
I need a blast shield.
Sweetie, get behind me.
I wanted to buy a beer that was like right next to theirs. And I was afraid that if I like clanked up against it.
If you
it,
just barely touch it.
The whole.
It would, boom.
You got to surgically remove the beer from the fridge.
It would be like, you know, stepping on a landmine or something. Like, or ma'am, don't move. Yeah.
Need the bomb robot.
That's so terrible.
That was voicemails 559-492-0542. If you call us with your craft beer knowledge, we would like to hear it. Now, it's time for Been Caught Drinking. Are you on? I don't see you on Untapped, Rad Stacy.
I don't do that.
I don't do that. I don't like to show my drinking habits.
She's too busy at leg day.
Because then I look at it and I feel bad that I'm just drinking so much.
No, you get over that. You get over that quick.
I actually have like
Good Lord, it's only 10:30.
I have a paper ledger.
Ledger.
That I write shit down. Well, you know, because I recently
I have a Google Doc.
Belgium. I went to the actual like old Belgium in April.
Wednesday, August.
And I wrote some shit
old
down.
Belgium.
26th. Today I had...
Do you
a long table?
Do you use the pen where you dip it in ink?
A quill.
It's a quill. You dip it in ink.
A quill and parchment.
No. Sir,
dear sir,
I enjoyed this beverage quite it was quite tolerable.
New Belgium recycles the grain into notebooks.
Aww.
And they hand it out.
The spent grain. The spent grain. You
only
put
the
in
spent
notebooks?
Grain that we don't give to the cattle nearby.
Oh, that's yes. See.
Cows love that spent grain.
They really do.
Yep. They just that's love a thing. It.
All of that caramel 180.
So I will just go.
Mike, you went way above Mike's science level.
Yeah, that's just way above me, bro. I've just been going with, you know, some Buku because nice. Bell's brought over a 6-pack of Buku and left a few. So I drank them. Thanks, Bell's.
Is it Buku good?
I'm drinking more Pia.
Buku is
Some Down to Earth, one of my go-to sessions IPAs from 21st Amendment.
Ooh.
And Grapefruit Sculpin. From the Ballast Point, everybody knows. And I had a cucumbier because it tastes like cucumber.
Huh.
I saw somebody on these Facebook groups say, I got a cucumber beer and it tastes like cucumber. I didn't like it. Like, what gave it away that it was a cucumber beer? Because it's like cucumber on the label? Or
your extensive palate.
I haven't looked for the review yet, but we have a system that anybody that posts anything that Google owns, a beer review, it pings us, and so we could go look at it. And I guess there was a review that posted up today, and a guy gave us like really good ratings for the beers. Like, oh, it was good. It hit these levels. The things all look good. And then he had his one liner at the bottom, and he's all, however, I don't like cucumbers. Do not recommend.
If you also don't like cucumbers.
Yeah.
Don't hang out with me.
Don't have the cucumber beer if you don't like cucumbers.
Think he likes pickles?
Just a little heads up. I know.
No, those are way different.
He's just a jerk. And
no, it's just that they've been pickled.
No.
Give us a pickled cucumber beer.
That's way off.
Vinegared.
They've been vinegared. You've been vinegared. Oh my God.
So
you've been vinegaring.
Who else wants to tell us what they've been drinking this week?
I had a beer at a place.
Nice.
Yes.
I love that place.
Oh man, it was great.
They're cool people there.
Place.
Cool it's peeps. Called Joe's Steakhouse.
Oh. I love them. They are good friends of mine.
They're around the corner from the Tioga.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
Joe's is pretty awesome.
And so it was hilarious and kind of sad. Like, oh, I should have warned you guys. But no, this is kind of funny too because they don't have any draft beers there. So people were ordering beers and getting bombers.
Yep.
Reasonably it's all priced.
Very reasonably priced. That wasn't the issue. The issue was, oh, you ordered this beer regardless of what it was. Here's 22 ounces of it on the table.
You're like, oh, I'd go for a glass of Wookiee Jack. Well, they bring you a 22.
A 22 so ounce like, bottle of Wookiee Jack. Oh, I'd like to try that Tioga Sequoia Midnight Lightning. Oh, that's a 22 ounce beer at 9% alcohol.
At noon. Or,
yeah.
And it's what have you? 11.8.
Okay.
11.8, sir.
Well, my Sudwerk Big Dipple was 9%.
Oh, yeah, that 22
was. 22 ounce bottle. Yeah. So that was interesting to watch the shock and awe happen and take place and people try and reassess their order instantly as the girl's already setting it down in front of them with the cap off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, the great thing about that, too, is what I've told Jackie and some of the other people. I'm just like, hey, you have 22 ounces. You put it on the table. You don't have to keep running back and forth getting them that 12-ounce beer.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be working on that for a minute.
Yeah, I think people settled in and realized, okay, I'm going to have two beers anyway. Let's just roll with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it does say on the list 22 ounces.
The list is very small.
It is small.
It is a very small list.
But it says 22.
But it does say 22.
So.
But I knew this going Reed into
people.
It. Yeah, I knew this going into it. A lot of first timers there that night.
And if you go there, they do have a Stacy special you can order.
What? If you order, is that the 1 pound burger?
It is not. It's not on the menu, but they will know what you're talking about. And you will receive chicken tortilla soup and a grilled cheese sandwich.
Holy crap.
And it's like the best.
No, that sounds amazing. Like, where is that right now?
Yeah, right now.
Because their chicken right now, tortilla right now. Soup is fucking rad.
Oh, and, as if they're...
Because I used to sell wine before I sold beer, and I was huge pregnant going in there and doing huge wine pregnant. Orders. Yeah, I know. 7 years ago. And that was my thing. Like, I craved the chicken tortilla soup and
grilled cheese. You make for me.
And they would already have it made because, like, I had a specific time that I would come in. They're like, oh,
she's coming in.
Stacy's coming. She's going to waddle in don't here all mad if it's not ready.
I go there often for the tater tots.
Oh, yes. The tots were a hit. The higher hell or high watermelon was also a hit. A lot of people were ordering that. Huh. Maybe because it was in 12-ounce cans. Maybe because it tastes good.
Lots of ladies.
Lots of ladies.
All the ladies.
All the ladies.
Yeah, there was no ciders. Watermelon. There was no ciders, so the waitress's best guess at a fruity-ish drink was the hell or high watermelon.
Yeah.
Because honestly, cider, if you don't have a side of insulin to go with it, you should probably just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Just saying.
A sweet.
Okay.
In case you didn't know, I'm not a big fan of ciders.
I rather like some ciders.
The ones that are not very cidery.
Yeah, usually. The
ones that are more like beer.
Yeah, the ones that taste like IPAs. Those are my favorite ciders.
Those are the best hoppy ciders.
Now, I will go for a nice scrumpy.
What's a scrumpy?
So scrumpy is cider, but about three times the alcohol. And it comes in like 2 liter bottles.
Oh,
wow. And I have to get it in England.
Okay.
I'll have scrumpy, and I will now sleep in this ditch for a while.
Where's the vapor cave?
This ditch and sleep.
Excuse me, where's your nearest vapor cave? I've got some scrumpy.
Yeah, scrumpy is very frowned upon. And like if you order a scrumpy, people are like, oh, are you homeless?
Oh,
wow. Homeless. Oh,
hello, madam,
oh.
Do you need a ride?
So you mean night train?
Yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah, but made with apples instead of poison.
Have some arsenic. Fermented arsenic.
So Stacy, have you been drinking anything interesting this week?
I had a bottle of wine before I got here.
Yeah, that's damn good. That's
from
damn interesting.
Chronic Cellars. Oh, they're the bomb. What's
something at Goldstein's right now that you haven't had before?
Oh, shit.
You had at Goldstein's.
I drank a lot of beers at Goldstein's. Well, like little bitty ones, but a lot of them.
Little bitty.
Oh, shit. Put me on the spot. See, I was thinking about what I had drinking over at Goldstein's, and now I can't freaking remember. I didn't have my quill to write it down.
Fresh I'll out think of parchment, something. Governor.
Yeah.
I think Matt's drinking some bearded stuff. Bearded brewer. I'm going to think of something.
Bearded brewer.
Well, bearded.
Give me something cool you drank.
I also had some beers at Goldstein's, which I can't remember, and I did not check in.
Damn it.
I'm seeing a theme here.
You got to check in, bro.
Go to Goldstein's.
You go in there and it's
pro tip,
like,
check in. Even no matter how drunk you are, just check in.
Right. But I did have some, is that me buzzing or is it just my headphones?
Wait, Mike Hess.
That might be your headphones.
IPA.
I did have the Mike Hess IPA.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hess, bro.
Which is pretty good. I had some Modern Times cans come to my house. So I had Blazing World and Onita.
Thanks,
T-Bits. I'm pretty sure I had a Slow Ride somewhere in there. I had a Sherman IPA. I shared an Ola Dub, the 12 year. And I had a couple of Bukus.
Buku.
Damn it, Buku's so good.
Can we backtrack to culture for one
yes.
one slight second? Sure. It was interesting to watch World Market experience the wrath of Fresno over one single beer.
Yep. Oh, was it the Modern Times?
The Modern Times.
Showed up in there.
Yep. Yeah, so the beer buyer got a bright idea to order some Modern Times in.
Modern Times, Fresno got Modern Times for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We had Modern Times in Fresno.
The look on his face, this was like probably 3 or 4 hours after the event occurred. He was still in shock of how quickly Modern Times left the shelving of the World Market.
Yep.
Because granted, they're not a beer store. They're not a bottle shop. They're not.
Yeah.
They're just a furniture store with, hey, look, we got some cool shit in the back.
Yeah.
And they were like, what happened?
What was this? You just got beer geeked.
You just got Fresno'd.
So a fun fact about Stacy is I used to work at World Market when I was in college. And I worked the wine and beer area. Yes, actually. Yeah.
What?
And
producer Becky opened the River Park store, yo.
Yep.
Manager.
This is crazy now. What is going on?
What's happening?
So that's the weird thing about World Market, though, is that things come in on pallets and you can order them from the distribution center.
Right.
So it's not necessarily that they ordered it from a place in Fresno.
We figured
just
out how
so
it
just so people don't
in.
Like freak mm-hmm. out and think like, well, how the fuck did they get it?
Yeah, you know? They trade within stores, right?
Right. So you can transfer from other stores in California.
No, that we knew how that happened, but
right, yeah, yeah. So, but I think a lot of people were just like, okay, which distributor in town has it? Well, none.
Right.
So you guys don't go.
People
pick
start
it,
jumping
like,
the distributors
out in front of distributors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In store-to-store transfer.
Right, yeah. So,
well, they've never had that kind of thing on a chair or a clock or a greeting card, you know?
Right,
they've never had this wrath of madness debauchery.
It's quite true. They probably didn't know what to expect, you know?
They've got gold-glazed doorknobs right now. Let's go, guys! Nobody. Nobody. Okay.
No, nobody's on with Nick. Oh, look. That's
Stacy's like, fuck it. I'm drinking more beer.
You're an asshole.
Once I got started, you know, I took a lift over here, so.
You can go.
Hey, guys, I ain't driving.
I'm lifting.
Yes, I'm not driving.
I do have to get up at 6:30 to take my daughter to school.
Oh,
but, you know,
my.
Because I'm responsible.
That's
responsible.
Adult. Whoa. There we go. Discotheque, yes. I like
I just
party.
Opened up a legendary red ale from Golden City Brewery, which I believe is the second largest brewery in Golden.
There's lots of gold in that sentence. And there it is.
Golden, Colorado. So these are the guys that I met at the hot spring. You know,
the dudes.
The dudes that we sweated it out in the 114 degree hot
that
spring.
Your boyfriend's like freaking out that you're dead, but really you're just hanging out with dudes.
Right, just hanging out with a bunch sweating of beardo weirdos.
Beardos?
They found out that Rachel and I work for New Belgium, and they're like, we work for a brewery too. We're going to give you some beer. And we're like, okay.
Golden so, City.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
So the last time I had this one was actually outside the hot spring, where it smelled like rotten eggs. Not the beer, but the hot spring. So this will be a better experience to actually consume it when I'm not covered in sulfur.
Mm, there you go.
It is legendary.
Didn't say wait for it.
Different.
It's beer.
There's beer. No carbonation in it. What the hell?
Again. Well, and I received it at like 10,000 feet, too. So I don't know if coming back down to sea level caused any kind of strange wind.
What does elevation do to a beer's profile?
But it's in a can, bro.
It caused a couple of our water bottles to explode.
Ooh.
When we were traveling.
Clap.
It was fun.
W water.
It's a good question. Well, I mean, you fly. Well, of course, the plane is pressurized, so that wouldn't matter.
Whoa.
She's man, let's go.
Double.
Let's go. Well, we could try this one because it's it's the same brewery. Maybe it's more carbonated. That's the only thing I'm drink we'll faster.
Faster. Drink faster, boys.
Oh, damn.
Time for looking out.
We've never been told what to do on our own.
Looking podcast. Out. What beers are you guys looking out for? And beers that a listener of The Perfect Pour should look out for. They're out to Modern Times, as we were just referencing Modern Times, they have a new goze.
Mm-hmm. Goze. I was hoping you'd mention that.
Called Fruitlands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you guys had
this? It's a cherry goose.
You're just looking out for it?
We're looking out for it.
It's coming out in the 22 ounces. It's a 4.9% alcohol goose.
So not to be a damper on that topic.
Oh, man. Here we go.
But
wow,
I have been reading and kind of believe myself that the American-made goza is the downfall of the craft beer movement.
Uh-oh. Please explain. Please elaborate.
It's a quick sour. It's something that people are like, oh, I could just make this super fast and, you know, whatever. It's like soda.
Right.
And I feel like sour beers and goose and, you know, some of these other things, lambics, you know, traditional lambics, that they take time and pride and wood.
Wood. They use wood. You're supposed to use wood.
It's made of wood.
The fooders.
Fooder, hardly newer.
nice.
You know, and I just feel like people are like, oh, people want sours. All right, here's something sour. I put a bunch of citric acid in it. Have fun. And it doesn't have like the same kind of effect and flavor profile. And I think it's introducing people to sours that may not be as high quality. And I'm not saying that Modern Times is not. Mm-hmm. Just saying that there are some gozes on the market that are very poorly made. Mm-hmm. And people are drinking them and thinking that that's what a sour tastes like.
Right.
And then they don't try any more sours. Mm. Which is really sad for New Belgium because we make really good freaking sours.
Right.
The traditional right way.
Traditional way.
And we don't call them gozes.
Well, just call them gozes. Just call it a goza. This sour didn't turn out. Well, just call it a goza.
You know, just because a lemon rind is sour, but people don't eat it. You know, right. I mean, I don't know. That's all I had to say about that. Kind of. Probably have more to say.
Let's continue on.
Next.
I eat lemon the whole.
Do you really?
No.
You know what really grinds my gears? People that try to make sours and they just end up being shitty gozes.
Shitty gozes. No,
and that's not true. I mean, there are some gozes that are really good. Like, I like the Anderson Valley.
Oh, yeah, goes.
The Highway 128 or whatever.
Yeah, the Highway 128. I think that's a very well-made.
I agree with that.
But again, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but I've had a couple that are just not, not very good.
Looking up at the wall.
Nice. Oh, and it's right next to Fat Tire. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other one. That's the Blood Orange.
Almanac Brewing Bay Area's Almanac Brewing has a couple we'll be looking out for. They have a citrus sour.
Ooh.
Sour. I wonder if they did it the right way.
Or is it a goes?
I mean,
it's a single hop, fruity grapefruit, 7%. It's just going to be in three, you know, Almanac's famous 375 milliliter bottles and on draft limited. A citrus sour sounds interesting.
It does.
Almanac does things properly, right?
I've never been.
Their bottles are expensive. So yeah, that means they do them properly.
There's a lot of stuff on the market that's expensive that doesn't necessarily negate quality.
And they also have a pumpkin sour coming out.
You know what? The Almanac pumpkin sour is pretty great.
Actually.
I will say.
It's got vanilla and toffee notes and pumpkin spices.
Fucking A.
Toffee? Do I have to wear my Uggs?
Yeah.
Can I have that?
Wow.
Yep.
Pumpkin spice.
Well, if you own Uggs, then I don't see any better time to wear them.
I was going to go in barefoot.
were your socks dirty for your sandals, your Birkenstocks?
I don't own any Birkenstocks.
I really hope makes it down here somehow before the season's over. Track 7 has a session IPA out Slow Roll.
Wait, it's called what?
Slow
Really?
Roll. Slow Roll.
Not Ride. Slow Roll. Uh-oh, Track 7 might be in talks with New Belgium right now. New Belgium's lawyer.
R-U or R-O?
I think it's R. O-L-L, slow roll. It's
rolling, okay.
Is the packaging green?
No, it's white with blue labeling.
I didn't know if you said rule or roll.
It's white with a blue recliner.
Like a ruler.
Slow rural.
Rural.
It's a rural beer.
Slow rural.
Oh, that's a style. That's a style, slow rural beer.
Is it rural?
Slow roll.
Slow rural.
That's hilarious.
You can't get to them. They're in Sacramento. They're in the state capital.
That's right.
Good luck, New Belgium.
They have the governor on reserve.
The governor.
Arnold was there. You will cease and
desist. This is Slow Roll's original name.
Yeah, actually, I'm not a big fan of that beer that I just opened.
Wow.
I'm just going to put that on.
Uh-oh. Wow.
The perfect pour is supposed to be about truth, right? Don't we stand for truth?
We don't bullshit.
We don't like your opinion, so you can leave.
So we're going to eliminate you from our club.
You have been edited out.
I have not.
You have been Liars. Kicked out of our group.
Lies. All right, I'm going to pour some of this Evolution India Pale Ale from the same brewery.
Evolution, baby.
And it's warm.
From the Hot Tub Brewery. The Hot Springs Brewery, guys.
Oh, I finally remembered a cool beer that I had recently.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
So I did an event in Los Alamos at a place called Babby's Beer Emporium.
Oh, Babby's.
Oh, Babby's. Has anyone been there? Seriously?
Barbara. But that's the wife of the something or another, right?
Well, no. Probably shouldn't talk about that because they're not together anymore.
Okay, never mind.
But,
so I'm just going to sit over here.
A certain Emilio something or other from the 80s. Anyway. I brought in a cask of 1554 that was dry hopped with Cascade.
Holy
and it was super great. Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yes. A firkin.
Firkin.
It's firkin. A firkin.
Yeah, it was really, really
firkin.
Awesome.
Firkin. Do we get to look forward to more firkins now that Mad Duck has their own restaurant? Or own brewery, I mean.
No, bro.
Okay.
Carry on. Can bring firkins in whenever.
Where is it?
Well, I mean,
why is that?
I need a 5-week lead time.
Nobody's.
Oh, now there's rules. Okay.
But whenever.
Nobody's ever brought a firkin on the show.
I don't think I could bring a firkin on the show, but we can.
Okay, so first Perfect Pour Festival.
Firkin. Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, we can have the Perfect Pour somewhere else.
Get that going.
I heard that there's a bar in town that wants to have Napolitano Tap take over again.
Not again. Never again.
Nope.
It could have included a firkin.
No.
But what if there's a firkin?
A Napolitan apocalypse tap takeover.
Yes. By the way, we have many different variants of our last name.
Okay.
At the same bar. Somehow Nipples also gets involved into our last name.
We're Greek now, I see.
Is there any beers you guys are looking out for?
Oh, yeah.
Cold ones?
Cold beers.
How about cold coffee ones?
Ooh, which ones?
How about a Ninkasi cold coffee?
Which one? What's that called?
It's called Noir Milk Stout with cold brewed coffee.
Oh, all cold brewed coffee is all the rage. Yeah. Because I see Starbucks has it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So it's cold then.
It's fucking terrible. Oh, it is? Overpriced.
Ooh. Good to know. And
Jovi's pissed. See, Jovi's even pissed.
Jovi.
That's how bad Stover cold coffee is. There's a dog barking. He says, it's dog day, motherfuckers. You shut the hell up.
You shut the hell up.
So, and if it gets any better than that, they're revamping the Slayer series into an Imperial Pumpkin Ale.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Another beer for Matt to avoid.
Ninkasi did it right.
We have a hop stout coming out.
Oh, hop stout.
Mm-hmm. What? Sounds good to me.
It's Imperial all the way. Like, it's...
Hell yeah.
It's like 9% alcohol. It's a hopped
Imperial stout. Yeah.
It's like double hops, double malt, double alcohol.
What's it called? I'm on board.
It's called hop stout.
It's just called
New Belgium.
That's New Belgium hop stout.
Come on, New Belgium.
Now is it going
to
be?
What do you want us to call it?
How is it going to be?
Okay, Sunshine has two chairs.
We didn't get your letter.
Yeah, we don't know. Sunshine has two chairs. Long table has three chairs.
What kind of lawn?
I'm thinking this is a four chair beer.
What kind of lawn and furniture is going to be on the label?
A chaise.
A chaise lounge.
Chaise lounge. Chaise porch lounger.
It should be a more aggressive lawn furniture.
I don't know, maybe like a big Lazy Boy recliner. It's probably what you're going to want to do.
Is this going to be in cans, bottles?
Bottles. Like? No, actually, we're not bottling that one at all. It's draft only.
So. Draft only.
Oh, okay.
So you have to come.
Are
to
those
Goldstein.
Kegs? Are
damn
those
it. Kegs,
or wherever.
So are the kegs going to get around, though? They're not going to just be New Belgium tap room?
No. We're bringing about 20 kegs into Fresno. So
yes,
you should be good to go. Don't worry.
I'm super
like to
worried.
Pitch New Belgium stuff that I can't bring in, except for the few that I brought in tonight.
You guys will never see it.
except for everything Bakersfield gets.
We have something very rare here that Stacy has brought.
Yes.
A Bay Area brewer that has talked about many times that we have never had on the show. Yep. So I made sure to bring this out and not let Stacy leave with this to her personal collection. But it is Wax Top, and Bearded Brewer is the only one that knows how to open up Wax Tops around there because he's got a knife. Nice. So please do some commentary, Nick, for this Wax
Top. So,
well, audio. Mikey is going to save Jovi because he's going crazy right now.
I brought in a rare barrel. They are from Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Yes, and we are collaborating with them right now, but they definitely don't need any help from anybody because they have the sour scene dialed. And if anyone is listening right now from Rare Barrel or who is a fan of Rare Barrel, you know what I'm talking about.
All of our listeners, 90% of our listeners are Rare Barrel fans.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. So in May, I had the pleasure of, for the fourth year in a row, doing the Firestone Walker Invitational.
Oh, nice.
Which is rad. And Rare Barrel was invited. Yes, of course. You know.
Meh.
I think I'm the only New Belgium rep that's been there for all 4 years at this point. So,
that's
which is cool.
Solid. Oh.
Yay. They Rare Barrel brought the freaking party at Firestone. Wow. I don't know what just happened.
Mikey died and came back to life.
At Firestone Walker Invitational, they brought an RV that said Rare Barrel over the side of it. They
there
brought
you go.
A strobe light.
These
they
guys
brought
know how to
a
party.
DJ.
A strobe light.
They brought a fucking... they brought like three kegerators for sour beer, and we all just got hammered at their campsite. Holy and the shit. Whole RV was just bumping. It was amazing.
Hammies.
Rare Barrel,
I want to be in the industry.
Fucking party. It was amazing.
Hammies, getting hammies.
Yeah, getting hammies.
Look at you, Rare Barrel.
It was so Rare. Rad. And I am pretty damn sure that because of that show that they will be invited back next year. And if they aren't, I will boycott because they are so rad.
Sounds like they will own the place next year.
Yeah.
So this Rare Barrel is the Becoming, which is the golden sour beer aged in oak barrels with boysenberries.
Good name.
Damn.
The Becoming.
The Becoming. Sounds kind of like a horror film.
Or a Pantera song.
Hopefully we don't drink this and like eat each other's
I
faces.
Gold.
You know, we don't like to limit our possibilities.
We're
on
not
the show.
Vegans here. I mean, I don't know.
Oh man.
Oh, Mikey's got his hands in the bottle.
I've got a clean glass.
Okay.
That smelled so much more sulfur-y than
it is.
It's amazing tasting.
It was so in a vape lounge.
One of the rad things about Rare Barrel, too, is that every single person I've ever come in contact with at the brewery, at the tasting room, in public, they are fucking just the sweetest people, super knowledgeable, and I would recommend at any Burn point, if you're eyes. Up in Berkeley, do not miss out on Rare Barrel. They're great. I usually only champion New Belgium in this way, so you know I'm serious.
Wow. Wow. This is Stacy the beer drinker, not the
drinker. Yeah, this is me actually having somebody else's beer.
This is Radder Stacy.
Radder. Way rad Stacy.
Way rad.
You know, all the other Stacys were taken on Instagram, so.
Stacy's mom's daughter, I bet that wasn't taken.
Yeah, so that's my mom's email address, actually. Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
At something.
At something.
At AOL.
Got
AOL.
Got it going on.com.
You have like, no idea how awful it was.
I haven't had one of those free discs in a while. Can you check on the AOL? See if it's
when still running song, out of minutes.
When that song came out, it was like a living hell for me. Because my mom's like, turn it up.
Yeah. Tuning it. Stacy's mom
has got it going.
I foresaw this.
Oh, God. It's awful.
Okay. I think it's time for cheers. As we've already cheers Rare Barrel.
Yes.
Stacy is giving the hardcore cheers of Rare Barrel. Any other cheers? I would like to cheers Wombat underscore 559.
Wow.
Shadow Pixie.
Well, would you know?
Reggie 559. Luke Monday. PW. And Carlos Sanchez.
Pee Wee Herman?
Those are my cheers. Yeah, Pee Wee Herman, too.
PW. I'd like to... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, we were just trying to do it in stereo, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
I would like to cheers. Like when they used to do that on Saturday Night Live. What was his name? Fred Armisen and Kristen Wiig. Oh, they would start Wiig.
A song and she yeah. was like...
Oh, so here you guys wrote a song. Oh, yeah, we wrote it right now.
I was swimming down the ocean and then I went to the store and I looked around and I was like, oh, you guys have that? Oh, you guys have that?
That worked good perfectly. Good job.
You picked up on it. Yeah.
I'm not we've
shut
to,
down
like,
Bearded Brewer's brain.
Yep. Just he's having to reboot. Let's let him reboot here.
Did you turn it off and turn it on again?
Yeah. Did you turn it off?
Cheers out to Kevin and Sam. They've been a wonderful couple of friends that have helped me go out and publicly drink more recently.
For them.
Ah, yes.
They're simple. Like a personal Uber. They're like, we'll pick you up. We'll go somewhere. We'll have beers. And I was like... Fucking A. Somebody has to do it.
Cheers.
Cheers is.
I would like to cheers myself.
Oh.
Cheers to Rad Stacy for bringing these amazing beers yeah. for us.
No. Seriously. Actually,
finally, somebody brought us a Rare Barrel. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. It took a Stacy to bring us a long and hard
about it. I was like, deserve it?
Do no. they?
She said long and hard.
Yeah.
I would like to cheers Ephraim because he said he was going to actually listen to this one.
Right.
So if Doubtful. He does, then he'll Doubtful. Say something. Because mm-hmm. I cheers. And I don't know. That's about it, I guess. I cheers Rare Barrel already. And Rare anyone Barrel from again. New Belgium that's listening, I doubt you are. New Belgium. Text me.
Hey, New Belgium.
Text me.
Cheers to Garland Cross, latest Patreon.
Yes.
Found yeah. me on Untappd.
Patreon.com/perfectpour if you'd like to help the show and donate to the show and hear the tailgate.
Yeah. Also, cheers to Tony Bags. He found me on Untappd.
Tea Bags.
That's messed up. Don't call Tony Tea Bags, man. That's not cool.
Luke Mundy.
You?
Bubba Dog IPA. RG Martinez and Mood Tross. What is Mood Tross? I don't know.
Just
it's like some sort of albatross.
Albatross.
He's from Modesto. Mood Tross.
Mood Tross.
I think he's from Modesto.
Cheers to all the untappers out there.
Modcore.
Yay. Oh, and cheers to...
What's your untapped?
Hoptology SD. He's giving me crap for rating the Stone 19 anniversary only three caps.
Oh. I haven't had that yet.
Yeah. It's a three capper.
Hmm.
You know, it's funny, people get offended when you rate something. It's like, well, rate it differently yourself then.
No, he did. He gave it a lot better
rating. No, but yeah, because you can get offended by like, when I see somebody rate a Pliny like 3.5 stars, I'm like,
really? No. Really?
Really? Oh, 3.5 stars, it's a Pliny. I don't think I should be on your untapped friend anymore.
But that's why there's so many different beers out there.
Yeah. True. I get offended.
I mean, Pliny's good. But yeah.
You know, when it's your jam beer, and then you see somebody like rate it like way lower than you, you're like, ugh.
This guy doesn't know he's not.
See, you're talking to somebody who is in love with Fat Tire. You know how much shit I hear from people about Fat Tire? Like, oh, it used to be this and it used to be that. It didn't used to be fucking anything. You just changed your mind and it's fine.
Yeah, right?
And that's fine.
Your palate has changed. But Fat Tire has it.
You changed, bro.
You changed, bro.
I don't know. Well, granted, that six-pack was in the sun for 5 hours before I pulled it out of my car.
Well, there you go, ass wipe.
That's why I'm giving it to you, because you're an asshole.
Well, thanks for listening to the Perfect Four. Thanks. PerfectFourPod.com for all the things that you need to know. Cheers to all everyone that listens. Let's hear some Fresno's own Sunburns play us out, as they always do, so graciously.
Oh, self-cheers.
Bitterbrew is not even on mic anymore.
Out.
He's on his phone.
See you guys.
Oh, well, I supposed to keep mine on? I'll just shitty chat.